a father-son business where there's never a dull moment. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, an exhibit that explores art and identity.
At its core, it's about this dissonance between the lived reality and the digital reality.
But first, these days, a cheap replacement for just about any household item is one or two delivery days away. But a Wichita father and son are making sure their customers' knives, shears, and blades can become generational heirlooms. Meg Britton Mellish has more.
In the basement of a quiet South Wichita home, the puns fly as quickly as the steel shavings.
Time flies when you're having fun, or if you're a frog, time's fun when you're having flies.
That's Patrick Madden. He's the co-owner and founder of M&M Sharpening with his dad, Mark Madden, the guy who's laughing at his jokes.
Never a dull moment.
M&M Sharpening is one of the rare local businesses in Wichita where you can get your knives, lawn mowers, clippers, and chainsaws sharpened and mended. They handle pretty much anything that cuts, slices, or chops. It's a skill Mark picked up as a child during visits to his grandfather's home.
And so by the age of 7, I was learning how to sharpen chisels. I was learning how to sharpen his knives because every knife in his house was a razor blade because he was an old German craftsman. Everything had to be done perfectly and by hand.
He learned even older techniques working for blacksmiths at local Renaissance fairs in North Carolina during college. And when Mark and his wife, BJ, moved to Wichita and had children, he taught them too. Patrick, in particular, took a liking to knife sharpening. When he was a Boy Scout, he pitched a knife sharpening business to earn his entrepreneurship badge.
At that point, Dad and I look at each other and we're like, all we've got to do is actually file this paperwork we've already filled out. And, you know, 16 years later, we're still here.
Mark has dedicated almost every corner of his basement, as well as a shed in the backyard, to the business. The shop holds all manner of machines. There's the clipper sharpener, the scissor sharpener, and a trio of belt sanders.
And those three right there are bread and butter. Those are our 1x30 belt sanders.
The Maddens initially started advertising their work in flyers posted around Wichita. Today, they're known by word of mouth, their appearance at local farmers markets, and from their social media accounts, which show them caring for customers' orders. And just like the objects they handle, their customers are a range of types. From farmers to landscapers, home ec teachers to home chefs.
We're in a throwaway society, especially in your generation. You don't think about it. You throw it away. We had a customer who was going to throw away, listen to this, a $4,000 set of knives because she didn't know they could be sharpened. We did her a whole set for $55.
Mark and Patrick say they are seeing a lot of poorly made blades these days, bought from quick ship online retailers. But they take all kinds of blades and the occasional sword and take pride in helping maintain what they call generational knives.
Sharpening is a dying art. There's no one who does what we do. You can find somebody who can do maybe knives. They sell machines on the internet, but they don't do as good as a job as we do, a person, in my opinion, because we take it from one step to the end. But that's why I'm trying to pass this art on to the next generation.
For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
You can see M&M Sharpening's knife skills in action at KMUW.org or at the Madden's booth at the Old Town Farm and Art Market, which opens tomorrow. As graduation approaches, art students at Wichita State are preparing a thesis show at Harvester Arts. One of those artists is Madison Mullen, who's exploring the effect the internet and social media have had on her experience and the way others see her. In the spirit of her work, she spoke to Torin Anderson through another person's voice.
I'm Madison Mullen. I'm an interdisciplinary artist. I work in various mediums, including performance, which is happening now as I communicate this work through a surrogate body. I'm a queer woman interested in identity as it shifts between digital and physical spaces.
The surrogate body is not like someone carrying a child for another. This surrogate body is a way for artist Madison Mullen to buffer herself from the work. And that buffer between realities is the core of what is being explored in Mullen's work. Mullen's friend Carlos is acting as the surrogate body. Carlos is dressed similarly to Mullen, donned with a crimson wig to match. They're close friends, so Carlos is steeped in Mullen's work and ethos. Though the surrogate body can speak for Mullen, Carlos still has notes to draw from during the interview.
That at its core is about this dissonance between the lived reality and the digital reality.
Mullen grew up on the internet.
I was creating avatars online, different personas. That message comes through in the physical work, but this interview seemed like the perfect opportunity to put that same concept into a performance.
As Mullen's work becomes more personal, the distance between Mullen the person and the work helps skew the interpretation.
And as a queer woman, the perception others create of me is often misconstrued or silenced. The particular surrogate allows for my voice and message to be heard somewhat anonymously, where that perception is intentionally blurred.
Mullen's thesis show at Harvester Arts is a collection of paintings.
The show is essentially divided into two separate bodies of work. The first, titled Explore Me, a collection of 8 paintings that together, in their display, are intended to suggest a social media explore page.
Mullen describes a painting from Explore Me.
We see basically the body, the bomb pop, and kind of a pop art bomb almost in comic book writing. The ad is actually from American Eagle and Sydney Sweeney. The other body of work, Bleach on the Floors, explores more of a narrative between the bird and the deer figures that are, in a way, both a representation of me as well as the female experience in general. In my life, I have shifted between prey and scavenger, though never predator.
Mullen describes a painting from Bleach on the Floors.
It has the raster form of Photoshop, and it's almost like the image is being rendered in front of us through the screen. I collect images from digital spaces, and I digitally collage them, then project the image onto canvas and paint based off of that digital collage. So the work has this interesting cycle of being birthed from the digital, being executed in hand, then inserted back into the digital where it's posted online.
The artist has been seated next to the surrogate body for this interview, sometimes typing the responses. The exhibit will be in person, but it's unclear whether or not the surrogate body will be present too.
I think we're leaning closer to having the surrogate present, maybe not fully representational, as I'll feel a little bit more comfortable speaking myself.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
Before we go, a few words on mind games. My dog Zeke is a 3-year-old Labrador retriever with boundless energy. Somebody told me that labs are puppies until they're about 4, and that seems to be the case. But my husband and I learned quickly that a tired dog is a good dog, or at least a less destructive dog. So we exercise Zeke several times a day. We also signed him up for obedience training, and this month we added tricks class. A local trainer offers a 6-week course where dogs can learn to crawl, spin, roll over, high-five, and salute, among other cool feats. Zeke is not at the top of his class. That spot belongs to a border collie, of course. But we're having fun, and the mental stimulation tires him out. Good boy. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.